Hello, this is Nicholas Acosta with my second part of Xcode. If I didn't mention, you can download Xcode in the Mac App Store. It's totally free. In my first podcast, if I didn't mention that, I'm mentioning it here. Just go into the Mac App Store and search Xcode. And you can type that in lowercase letters, all one word. And you can get that and download it onto your Mac. And so I am going to guide you around Xcode. This podcast will not teach you how to program or how to create any code. This will not teach you how to create an application. If you are interested in hearing a tutorial on Objective-C programming, you can contact me by emailing me and I will answer your email and I will do a tutorial on Objective-C programming and how to create your first application. Today I will be showing you how to create a new project and guiding you into the main into your main area where you'll be working, and I'll be showing you some stuff you can customize or set the way you want your app to look like. Today we will be doing a universal app for iOS, meaning it'll be working on iPod Touch, iPad, and iPhone, those three mobile devices. So let's get into it.
Xcode has no windows.
Xcode open here. We're gonna do Command N to start a new project.
File, interact with dialog for window. Choose a template for your new file. Background, choose a development category, table, row 2 of 14. Cocoa Touch selected.
Okay.
Background,
we don't
logo,
need
image, objectives,
we
category,
don't need that.
Next, default, previous, cancel button, closing.
We're
dialogue.
Going to, I think it's Command N, to do a new project.
Xcode has no Xcode has
okay,
no.
Okay, I think we need to quit out of Xcode here because I thought it was Command N.
Finder, desktop. Spotlight. Show Xcode top hit finder.
Let's do that.
Xcode. Welcome to Xcode dialog. Recent projects. Empty table.
Okay, so we have a recent projects and there's an empty table because we haven't put one there. And
version 4.
Just
recent projects.
Just to let you know that that's there when you don't have any applications or if you haven't created a project for the first time.
Version 4.6.1 for age 5.
This is the version number.
Create a new Xcode project. Start building a new Mac, iPhone, or iPad application from one of the included templates button.
Okay.
Connect to a repository. Use Xcode's integrated source control features to work with your existing projects button.
Okay, this is for your existing projects.
Learn about using Xcode. Explore the Xcode development environment with the Xcode for User Guide button. Go to Apple's Developer Portal. Visit the Mac and iOS Dev Center websites at developer.apple.com button. Open other button. Show this window when Xcode launches. Checkbox. Show this window when Xcode cancel. Open. Open. Dim default button.
And it's dim because we don't have any projects here. So let's go to new
Dimmed. Welcome to X recent version 4.6. Create a new Xcode project.
Okay, start that
press,
one.
Create and interact with dialogue.
So
window. Choose a template for your new project. Choose a template for your new project. Single view application. This template provides a starting point for an application that uses a single view. It provides a view controller to manage the view, and a storyboard or nib file that contains the view.
So this is that's where you can go and look, you can change how the app looks.
Development category, take template
so
chooser,
group. Your templates,
single view application,
single
image.
View by default.
Single, this temp, cancel button, next, default.
And we
button.
Go through those options and we hit the next button.
Prep product name, edit.
Now, name. This is where we get kind of, it gets kind of tricky here. And, it's kind of. Now we're gonna call it sounds.
Product name.
We're in the product name.
Product name. Edit text.
Sounds.
S O U N D S.
Now this sounds. Is an audio game.
Organizing Nicholas Acosta. Content selected. Organization name. Edit text.
The organization name is.
Your company's name.
Your company's name. Now, I don't have a company, so it's saying Nicholas Acosta. So, you don't have to put a company name.
Company identifier. This app is an app that plays iOS, Mac, and Windows sounds. Content selected. Company identifier. Edit text.
So, that's going to be a sounds game.
Bundle identifier.
Bundle identifier.
This dash app dash is dash and dash app dash that dash plays dash iOS dash Mac dash and dash Windows dash sounds dot dot sounds bundle identi class prefix.
And those, like what I said, was the name, your company, and then your
prefix to prep and to all created classes.
Your identifier, so the identifier box is to identify what the app is gonna do.
XYZ class prefix edit text.
That's the prefix.
Devices. Universal. Pop-up button for which device family to create a project for pop-up button.
That's what we're gonna use.
Checkbox for whether the application should use interface builder storyboards. Requires iOS 5.0. Check checkbox.
We're gonna check that.
Checkbox for whether the new project should use automatic reference counting. Checked checkbox.
These are all checked by default.
Checkbox for whether a unit test bundle should be created. Checked checkbox. Cancel button. Previous button. Next. Default button.
Okay.
Press interact with open dialog back. Dimmed button. Source control. Xcode will place your project under version control. Dimmed.
Okay.
Forward. Icon view, list view, column view, cover float, arrange, desktop, pop-up button.
Now we're gonna save it in the desktop. This is where you save it.
Search text field, sidebar, vertical, browse, source, create, Xcode, new folder, cancel, create, default button. Windows, press, create, default button. Closing dialog.
Now, we're in our main window here.
Navigation bar group.
This is a navigation bar.
Project and target list outline view table row 4 of 5. Sounds selected.
And it has the name of the app, the title of the application.
Vertical splitter tab chooser radio group.
This is your tab chooser.
Scroll area. Add target button.
You can add a target.
Validate settings button.
You can validate your settings. And that's all we have.
Navigation bar group.
Now we can go and interact here with control option shift down arrow.
Interact with related files menu button.
This is for the files, related files.
Go left, dimmed button. Go right, dimmed by path list no selection.
And the reason why these things are dimmed is because we haven't put any files in here or any code for this application.
Related files menu button.
So we're gonna stop interacting with Control Option Shift Up Arrow.
Stop interacting with navigation bar group. Navigate, project and target list outline view table row 4 of 5. Sounds selected.
And we're not gonna interact with that because it's selected by default as our application, the title of our application.
Vertical splitter, tab chooser, radio group.
Now we can interact here.
Interact with tab summary, selected radio button, info radio button, 2 of 5.
Info we have.
Build settings, radio button, 3 of 5. Build phases, radio button, 4 of 5. Build rules, radio button, 5 of 5.
And that's all that we have.
Summary, selected radio button, 1 of 5.
That's all we have here.
Summary, select, stop, enter, vertical, tab, scroll area.
The scroll area. We're gonna interact with that again with Control Option Shift Down Arrow.
Interact with scroll area. iOS application target.
Okay.
Bundle identifier. This dash app dash is dash and dash app dash that dash plays dash iOS dash Mac dash and dash Windows dash sounds dot dot sounds. This app is an app that plays version.
That's our identification again.
1.0 content selected version edit text build.
We can that's our version and we could change it at any time to whatever version you're up to.
1.0 content selected build edit text.
1.0
devices universal devices pop-up button.
That's the universal pop-up button again.
Deployment target 6.1 deployment target
that.
Combo box iPhone/iPod deployment info expanded disclosure triangle.
We have that.
iPhone/iPod deployment info. Main storyboard. Main storyboard underline up. Main interface. Main interface combo box.
We have that, the main interface.
Supported interface orientations. Portrait checkbox.
Okay, so you can this is where it's asking you where how you wanna look at your app in portrait, so how you want to support your app. So it's checked
supported interface orientations.
We're gonna go to that checkbox again.
Portrait checkbox.
That's checked.
Down unchecked checkbox.
We'll check that.
Scroll area. Bundle ID.
And for some reason, it
deployment
takes
target,
you
6 point,
back
iPhone/iPod
deployment.
iPhone/main interface combo.
Do
supported
that.
Interface. Portrait. Checkbox. Down. Checkbox. Left. Checkbox. Right. Checkbox.
Okay. Those are how you can view it, and I just had to check all of them.
Portrait.
Because you know.
Upside. Landscape. Down. Left. Right. Status bar. Style. Default pop-up button.
Okay, that's the default one.
Visibility. High during application launch. Unchecked checkbox.
You wouldn't want to go in here and change any settings, only some settings.
Tinting.
Some of them would want you would want to keep at their defaults. That way, you can work with your code and stuff like that.
Disabled pop-up button. Tint color dim blue. Dim app icons. Image view. Pre-rendered. Unchecked checkbox.
Pre-rendered. That's unchecked.
Retina display. Launch images. Image view. Retina 4-inch. iPad deployment info. Expanded disclosure triangle. iPad deployment info. Main storyboard. Main storyboard underline iPad. Main interface.
Okay, and that's all we have here. So we're gonna go back to the top. All back to the top.
iOS application target.
Okay.
iOS application target.
Now we're going to go into the menu bar here. We're gonna look at the settings here.
Menu bar, Apple, X app, Xcode.
Now we have
Xcode menu 9 items about Xcode.
About
preferences, ellipsis, command, cop, behaviors, submenu,
behaviors,
open developer tool, submenu,
open developer tool,
services,
submenu,
hide Xcode, command H.
You can hide Xcode,
hide others, command option H, show all, dimmed.
Okay,
quit Xcode, command Q.
And there's another easy way to do this.
X, Apple, menu 11.
You can get out of the menu bar.
Closing menu. iOS. Stop interacting with scroll area. Scroll, tap vertical, navigation bar. Stop interacting
stop
with
interacting
sounds.
Xcode. With control
Xcode.
Stop interacting with control option shift up arrow.
Stop interacting
stop
with
incorrect,
source
interacting
code.
With that.
Navig vertex source cut vertex navig act tool toolbar full script button full act toolbar.
We're gonna interact with this toolbar.
Interact run button.
We can run the application.
Stop dim menu button.
It stopped because you know it, we can stop it from here.
Scheme path list no selection.
Scheme there's no selection because you know there's no apps.
Breakpoints uncheck checkbox.
Breakpoints
editor standard editor selected radio button 1 of 3 editor assistant editor radio button 2 of 3 editor version editor radio button 3 of 3 hide navigators checked checkbox.
We have that.
Show debugger unchecked checkbox. Hide utilities checked checkbox.
Okay.
Organizer button stop dip scheme breakpoints.
And we come back
scheme
to the beginning
run button.
Now you can go into there and customize some settings, but the
build
main
and run the current scheme.
Yeah, and that's also used to run schemes, that run button. So this has a lot of help messages. Now I just want to mention something here. When you're using Interface Builder to build your app, Interface Builder is inaccessible because it uses HTML. So that's what's used in Interface Builder. So that's inaccessible. So, you know, when you go in there with VoiceOver, there's some unlabeled buttons. But there's ways to get around that. I just want to talk about a little bit, before we go into the main preferences window in Xcode, how you can, become an app developer. For a fee of $99 a year, you can become an Apple developer, and every year you have to pay that subscription fee. So you go to developer.apple.com, and there should be a link there that says I forgot what it says, but there should be a link there once you go into the if you want to develop for the iOS Dev Center or the Mac Dev Center, there should be a link there that says join or register, and then you can enter all your information and your credit card information. You can enroll for $99 a year to work for Apple. Now this means that you can become an Apple developer, you can submit apps to the iOS and Mac App Store and stuff like that. But when you're submitting your stuff to the App Store, of course, you need an Apple ID to be a developer. And you also need a certificate. Your app needs to have a certificate. So when you're on that site, you know, that's your site where you can submit your apps once you've logged into your page, once you have enrolled. And once you log in, that's what you use to submit your apps. It's hard in the beginning, but once you get used to it, that's what you're going to be using to submit your apps, to update your apps, to submit updates. Now, you have to be very careful because Apple has this policy where you can't copy apps. You can't really copy anybody's code or something cannot be the same as like in another app. So something that somebody else did, you cannot do the same exact way, because Apple will pull it from the App Store, and they won't even pull it from the App Store. The minute you try submitting your app, they will tell you no, that it cannot be put in the App Store. You see, Apple is not like Android, where you have to pay for these things, and they don't have, Android doesn't have such strict rules. They don't have such rules. I mean, things are submitted to the Google Play Store, and that's why you have to watch out what apps you download from the Google Play Store, because when you download apps from there, you're giving your Android phone or tablet, you're giving it in permission to download those apps, whether you hit yes or no. If you hit no, you're fine, but when you hit yes, you're giving it permission, and that's why, you know, it's no good, and you need to have some type of antivirus such as Norton on your Android tablet, and they do have that in the Google Play Store. Apple, on the other hand, they check their apps for malware. Android, you really have to be careful because some apps have malware. Apple, their apps in the App Store are secure. And you can check your apps, and they check their apps and make sure that there's no malware, from what I heard. Okay, so enough with that.
Run button. Run button. Stop interacting with toolbar.
Get out of there.
Full screen button. Toolbar.
We're gonna go into the Apple menu again.
Menu bar. Apple. Xcode. About Xcode. Preferences. Ellipsis. Command. Comma.
We're gonna go into preferences.
Preferences. Now in general window. Show live issues. Checkbox.
That.
Continue building after errors issues. Unchecked checkbox. Dialogue warnings. Reset. Don't ask me. Warnings. Dialogue warnings. Button. Activation. When a tab or window opens, make it active. Activation. Checkbox. Navigation. Uses primary editor, navigation, pop-up button, optional navigation. Uses single assistant editor, optional navigation, double-click navigation. Uses separate window, double-click navigation, pop-up button.
Okay, these are all pop-up buttons.
Click, opens in primary editor.
These are all the settings.
Option plus click, opens in single assistant editor. Option plus shift plus click, displays navigation chooser to select destination. Double click, opens in separate window. Opens
that's
in separate.
That's what we have. Now.
Click, zoom up general.
Now.
Tool general.
I was going to show you all the settings in this toolbar, but you're gonna, in order for me to do this, we would have to do some type of code. And with some of these options, you know, when you do this app, when you make an application, you know, you can really we can really look at what it does, what the option does. Because we don't have any applications or an application already done, we only have a project. We have a project with no code in it. So we would have to make code and do stuff like that. That way I'll be able to show you what this stuff does. But what you could do in Xcode, you can download certain things. Like you can actually, it'll take you to the Apple website from there, and you can actually download the some stuff for the user guide. And note, whenever you're gonna create an iOS or Mac application, you have to go to the developer website and download the SDK, the SDKs for either iOS or Mac, and you can then develop apps for Apple. And I can't show you, like I said, all the settings in this application because, you know, some of them require code, and you know, if anybody wants, I can prepare a very, very big user's guide. It'll be a nice discussion. For people that are interested. So yeah, please email me. And if anybody wants any personal training on how to create an app, if for the people that want that, I can either do a podcast on Blind Geek Zone, or if anybody is interested in having personal training on an app, you can email me and we can work something out. But if anybody that wants me to do the podcast on the website, I can do it on the website. So please give me some feedback. The more feedback I have, the more I can do. And yeah, so this will have to conclude this second edition of the Xcode podcast. And thank you for listening and have a nice day.